Fergus is getting its own Ribfest this summer, complete with live music, vendors and a classic car show. "We're going to have music going all 3 days," said Colin McKinnon, festival director of the new Fergus Ribfest as well as Meadows Music Festival. "Our whole goal is people want to come to Ribfest because of the food, but then they want to stay because of the music." Fergus Ribfest is set to take place July 25th to July 27th at Center Wellington Community Sportsbecks, and admission will be free. McKinnon said the event is organized by Farm League Presents, an independent events company that is a spin-off of Cambridge-based Farm League Brewing, which he co-owns. McKinnon, who currently lives in Guelph and grew up in the Rockwood area, said after his experience organizing Meadows Fest over the past couple of years, he wanted to bring an event to the same venue that was family-friendly and free for all to attend. "It felt like a free admission Ribfest with music was the right fit," he said. "It will kick off on the Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. and wrap up at 7 p.m. on the Sunday, and the music will continue throughout," McKinnon said. "We're in the process of booking bands right now," he said. Among the bands he is hoping to book is tragically hip tribute act Grace, too, a play on the title of hip song Grace, too. He said he's aiming for a mix of touring bands and tribute acts, as well as local musicians to include in the lineup. "The food offerings will also be a mix, not just ribs." McKinnon has booked 3 Big Rig Ribbers to take part in the festival: Billy Bones, Bone Daddies, and Camp 31, and plans to combine them with a mix of food trucks offering everything from grilled cheese to ice cream. "It's not just barbecue, it's going to be a little bit of everything," he said. Along with the food vendors, McKinnon also plans to include a vendor market with local businesses selling their products, and he'll soon be looking for vendors interested in participating. "We'll have a vendor application form on our website," McKinnon said. People can also use the contact form on the website, fergusribfest.com, to reach out for more information. "Our goal is to have a really awesome vendor market and local food," said McKinnon. To add to the fun, the event will also include a classic car show, something McKinnon said he's been asked to organize in the past. "While it didn't make as much sense to incorporate one into an event like Meadows, he thinks it will be a good addition to an admission-free event in a good-sized venue like the Sportsplex grounds. It's one of the best festival properties I've ever seen," McKinnon said of the venue, noting there will be lots of free parking available on site. While he hasn't locked in a beneficiary yet, McKinnon also hopes to use the event to collect donations to support a local charity. "Just because it's free doesn't mean we can't give back," he said. He has high hopes for the event becoming an annual festival that shows the local people they don't have to leave Center Wellington to have a good time. "I think it's going to be the most fun Ribfest ever," said McKinnon, noting the plan is to grow the event over time. "In the next couple of years, I hope to make it one of the biggest Ribfests in Ontario," he said.